History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Top of the morning, everyone. John Hancock sitting here at the Voice of St. Louis. And way, way, way down to the south in the east from his palatial estate in Jupiter, Florida, is my partner, Michael Kelly. How are you, big boy?
Fine, pal. I was at the baseball game yesterday, saw our Cardinals win again. And I'm encouraged about these young guys moving north. I don't know how great our record's going to be, but this is going to be a fun team to be invested
in. How did the left-hander, Quinn Matthews, look to you on the mound yesterday?
Well, he was great. I got a little nervous in the second inning when he was already at 40 pitches. I bet you're surprised I knew that. But as time went on, he looked pretty good. And I don't think pitching's going to be too much of a problem for us, John. I'm worried about whether or not we're going to be able to hit.
Yeah, score any runs. That's probably right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm sure you saw the biggest news in the world this morning.
Well, the St. Louis U Billikens defeated the University of Georgia yesterday.
Yeah, that was good. Now, Ronnie O'Sullivan, the greatest snooker player who has ever lived, made history this morning over in Wuhan, China, with a 1-5.
He had the highest score.
Yes, ever.
But how is that possible? Because when you bowl a perfect game, we all know what that is. That's 300, right?
Yep.
But he had a perfect game, but he had more points than you can get in a perfect game.
Yes, and it has to do with the principle of the rule of the free ball, which he had a free ball, which means that instead of making 15 reds, he was able to make 16 reds and the blacks and run the colors, a 1-5-3 history, and a 1-6-9 for the entire frame. So that was very good. All right. We got to talk a little politics. Your thoughts on the war.
Well, John, we weren't going to get into any more long wars. We were done with all these forever wars. We were going to make prices go down on day one. We were, if we elected Kamala Harris, we would be in the midst of a war with Iran. All stuff that came from President Trump. Here we are 3 weeks into it now. Now he wants $200 billion to continue this war. Needless to say, I think this is extremely unpopular. And more importantly than that, I don't see a way out of this quagmire the president's gotten us into. Do you?
No, and that's exactly, if we at this point cut and run, and early on, you know, the first several days, there was some discussion that we could just declare victory and leave. At this point, the regime is stabilized in Iran, and you're not going to dislodge, you're not going to create regime change without massive ground forces. And again, the U.S. and Israel are going this alone. None of our allies are with us. And if we just leave, we've not really done anything to their nuclear capacity. Their enriched uranium is buried underground. And while the president said it was obliterated 6-7 months ago, it was not. And so you leave a regime that hates you, that survives, that still has the enriched uranium in place. And if you at some point you run out of stuff to bomb, right?
Well, you're right.
So
and at the end of the day, John, this is a country of 90 million people.
Right?
I mean, I don't know how you wind up bringing change in Iran without boots on the ground. And when you talk about boots on the ground, this isn't Iraq. This is 90 million people.
That's right.
I just don't see that this is thought out. In the past, we've put together world coalitions. And I guess what's frustrating to me is yesterday, yet again, another lecture from Pete Hegseth wanting to fight with all of us rather than rallying us around our country and around our troops. I don't know. I just don't see this as being a healthy exercise, and I don't see how this president ends this war. I think the one takeaway I have is if Donald Trump says up, it means down, because everything he promised during his campaign and everything he says, he does the exact opposite of. I don't know if you see that. Surely most of his supporters don't see it, but it's become patently obvious to me.
Well, this is the first president in my lifetime who has engaged the U.S. military and who didn't receive a massive boost in his job approval ratings. You know, that tells you that this particular conflict is unlike anything we've seen before.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I just do wonder how this all ends and how we get out of this. And obviously the damage is done with our allies. Hey, let's not forget, there's still a war raging on in Ukraine and Russia that our allies are fighting that we walked away from. And so I don't know. The world seems more uncertain and in more turmoil as a result of this Trump presidency than we've seen in decades.
That's Michael Kelly. I'm John Hancock. When I come back, I'm going to be joined by Gary Mullen. His band is performing a Queen concert at the Factory this Sunday. That's next on KMOX.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Recognizable song is from the 1977 album News of the World by Queen. And joining us right now on the guest line here at KMOX is Gary Mullen. And his group, Gary Mullen and the Works, is going to be appearing live at the Factory this Sunday evening, performing the great hits of Queen. It's a fabulous show with a fabulous sound and light display. Gary, welcome to St. Louis.
Hi, thank you.
So you're over in the UK living, and you formed this band. Tell me about your passion for the music of Queen. Where does it come from?
It's been a lifelong thing. I mean, the first band that kind of I got turned on to as a kid, you know, and watched the concerts and bought the records and, you know, put posters on the wall and did all the fan stuff for a long time. And then this TV thing came along in 2000 and started a full career doing this show, which is a lot of fun because, you know, we're trying to create a moment in time you're never going to see again, which is, you know, Queen with Freddie. So it's the lights and the costumes and the staging and the songs. And the songs played like a rock and roll party, you know, with the energy that Queen would do, because it's all about the audience and getting the audience involved in the show.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing about Queen, you know, when they were live on stage, it was as much of a visual experience as it was musical, but the music is incredible. And you've got a talented group of fellows comprising your band, The Works. Tell me about them.
Yeah. I mean, the guys, we wanted musicians that could play like a rock band, but could play this stuff well, because a lot of it is, you know, quite complex. We've got David Brockett on guitar, John Halliwell on drums, Malcolm Gentles on piano and keyboards, and Victor Broden on this tour on bass. And they're all fantastic players, you know. You've got to be good players to play this stuff, because, like I say, some of this stuff is a little bit complex.
Well, you're going to love the Factory when you guys get here on Sunday. And it is Sunday evening, the 22nd of March. It will be Gary Mullen and the Works at the Factory. It's a really intimate, tremendous venue that you could back your truck right up to the stage behind. It's just, you guys are gonna really love it. Have you played the Factory?
We have played it. We played it two nights. I think was it last 2 years ago, and then a night last year. It's a cool venue. I mean, I love it. I think it's a really, really cool rock venue. It's somebody's built that venue who likes music. So I can say the backstage, the stage, everything, it's been designed for concerts, which is fantastic.
And you guys will be here on Sunday night, and the people will hear strictly Queen music, correct?
Yes, that's what we do.
And the show is a couple hours and high energy, yeah. Tremendously cool. I'm detecting you might be from Scotland. Am I correct?
You are detecting correctly. Yes, I am from Scotland. I mean, when I'm on stage, it's the Freddie thing, so the voice changes and everything, but I am a Scotsman, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I'm one of the few Americans who is a fan of snooker. I don't know if you follow the sport.
I have done. I'm terrible at it, but, you know, I do watch it.
So Ronnie O'Sullivan this morning got the highest break in the history of snooker, a 153.
Wow.
Yeah, it's incredible.
There'll be people listening to this going, what?
Exactly. Yeah,
that is a big deal. That is a very big deal.
Well, I talk about it from time to time, so that's great. Well, Gary Mullen, you guys doing the Queen, how many years now for you executing this?
For me, the TV show is 26 years, and it's 24. Next year's the band's 25th anniversary. So it's been a minute, and we're really proud of this tour. This tour is the Magic Tour, which is the tour, the final tour with Freddie that they never came to the US with.
Mm.
So it's nice to play that tour for the American audience.
So you're replicating what they did in their final tour?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Well, folks, this is going to be a great show, and I would recommend it highly if you love the music of Queen, and who doesn't. It's going to be great. Gary Mullen, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to St. Louis in a couple of days.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
All right. Take care. That's Gary Mullen. I'm John Hancock. It's the voice of St. Louis KMOX. Chris and Amy coming up just around the corner, although they are Chrisless today, as I am Kellyless today. But Chris and Amy, Amy will be here. I'm going to join her for the first hour. Brad Young is going to join her for the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock hours. Do we have Cardinal baseball today or no, James? No Cardinal baseball today. Opening day. We're less than a week out for the St. Louis Cardinals opening day, and you can hear that right here on KMOX. That's next Thursday. Game time's at 3 o'clock, I believe. And it's Amy next on KMOX.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.